T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 W.
Go by your real name.
Don't, dude. I don't.
Go
like
by
it.
Your real name. Harbinger of strife and misfortune.
Dude, I don't like what you're doing, especially when we have guests in the studio. That's not cool. You throw me under the bus.
Well, I already told him the story about Bob, so, like,
let's get to our cat talk here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius your party of play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of your Stanley Cup-bound Florida Panthers. And what a privilege it is to have Mike Bolt in studio with us here.
Yes.
He has brought a guest with him, a thing that we are hoping that the Cats in four wins will be hoisting up. The Stanley Cup is in studio with us. Mike Bolt, you are the keeper of the cup. Thank you so much for joining us. Much appreciated.
Thanks for having us.
This is what is this? Give us, I guess, your week ahead, because you have the Stanley Cup. Do you keep guard? Like, you have it in eyesight at all times. What is the week like with the Stanley Cup leading up to the final?
Well, there's lots going on. I mean, we're on a bit of a media tour now. I'm finishing up here in South Florida. I'll head to Las Vegas tomorrow morning, do some media there. We have the big media day Friday, and, of course, game one starts on Saturday, which, your Panthers are competing against the Golden Knights, and it should be a great series.
You just go back and forth with the
– Yes, we do, yep.
When they come here, the cup comes here, so it's always on display during the whole
– Well, it's not really public. We got a bunch of events lined up. Okay. I don't even know what's going on by the time I get to game three. I just kind of know what's going on tomorrow and the next day.
Right.
We're busy year-round. The cup's on the road over 300 days a year. When it's not on the road, it's home as the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto. But we spend 100 days with the winning team. Each member of the winning team gets to have a day with it and take it to wherever they want to go in the world and share it with their friends and family and have a little bit of fun with it.
What's the craziest thing you've heard of somebody doing?
Again, this is a question that I don't even know how to answer that. I mean,
so that means there must be some crazy ones that you can't talk
about. There's a lot of
different
things.
So what is the call you get where you're just like, Mike, the cup is missing? Has you ever gotten the cup is damaged? Like,
well,
what is?
It's kind of hard because I'm there. Like,
we're there. Always with
day
up. You're there.
Me or another guy or two of us. There's always a keeper of the cup, if not two of us, with it during the summer at all times.
Okay,
when we take it to a player, we arrive at their home, we give a little briefing on the day and how the rules go, and then we start off in whatever events they have lined up throughout the day.
What are the rules?
The bottom line is that the player, when they have it, that they're the ones that get to hoist it and carry it and lift it. And then when it comes to having a drink out of it, they have to hold it to allow everybody else at the party to have a drink out of it.
Wait, that's a rule?
That's a rule.
That has to happen.
Yeah, like you can't, if you pour a beer into the cup, I would actually say you can't do that. You have to get the player to do it and hold it with you, or hold it while you drink out of it. I mean, they earned it, and it's a respect/safety thing.
Wow, that's
rules!
Incredible.
Rules! There's rules! I love that! Rules!
There's a few rules with the cup.
I would imagine. So you travel, and this is all over the world, because everybody's not from Canada or the U.S.
That's exactly right.
So you're all over, and do they, like, set up dates?
Yeah.
So you just go through the roster, everybody, these are the dates I have available, where are you going to be?
We actually set up a very organized schedule. So a couple of days, or really the 24 hours after the team wins a cup, we sit down with a few of the top dogs in the organization and start giving them the rough idea how to put the schedule together. And We tell them let's try and keep it as geographical as possible.
So we're not okay.
Like we're not in, you know, northern Canada one day and Europe the next and then back in the U.S. No, we try and keep it as geographical for not wasting our time in the air throughout the summer.
Got to tell
and,
you, though.
But it's an interesting, fun, and grueling schedule.
That is nuts.
The Stanley Cup end up down here, you're going to have some fun.
I had a lot of fun down here during the All-Star game when we were down here.
Yeah.
So it was great.
I noticed, of course, the white gloves, which is just a delight. I love the fact that you have like that those on at all times for you when you're touching Lord Stanley.
When I'm carrying it, like if I'm doing an appearance, once I put it down, I take them off. They are hot. I got it on here because the cup's right next to me, and that way I can give it a little touch and show you guys something or point something out.
You were telling us a little bit during the break, but can you explain the engraving? So like you have a spot already set for this year's winner, which is a little bit lower than we have on camera right now, but. There'll be a spot for the entire, hopefully Panthers roster, but whatever team wins, how many names can you keep on that cup?
Yeah, it's 52 names per year. We're the team that wins this year. They're going to go on the bottom. There's already five teams there. The team that wins this year will be on the cup for 60 years before their names are taken off and removed and put in the Hall of Fame. The top band, actually, that I'm pointing to here, this band comes off next, and it'll come off in 8 years and go into the Hall of Fame in Toronto. The longest you can be on the cup is 65 years. Shortest is 52. Again, depending on where you fit on the bottom, this year is 60.
Well, but in the cup, like in the self, the top part where people drink out of, like there's things that are engraved on there. Those never get taken off?
The top half stays the same. This ring here where it curls in represents the first 100 years from 1893 up to 1992. So you can find every team on it. For example, if your grandfather played for the 1940 Rangers, I could show you the team name. You'd actually have to go to Toronto to the Hockey Hall of Fame to see the actual nameplate with the name on it that you're looking for.
That's cool.
It is cool because it's not only just the Stanley Cup, it's the history of
hockey. There's nothing like
it. Right, exactly it. Like, I mean, these guys are, like we talked about, scattered all over the place. And let's just, if a player's from, say, Boston or Massachusetts area, a lot of his friends and family are probably Bruins fans. So you see a lot of Bruins jerseys. We'll see a lot of different jerseys throughout the summer. You know, guys are respectful. You know, if Golden Knights or if the Panthers win, there'll be obviously a lot of those jerseys around, of course. But then if you're in a market that's closer to another big NHL team, you might see some of those jerseys come out because this represents all of hockey. Every hockey fan is a fan of this.
What are some of the superstitions around the cup? Because we were talking about this. We know like some. We were talking about this when they won the conference championship. They were like, Matthew Tkachuk was like, I don't care about superstitions. We're touching the trophy. Some people don't. What are some of the superstitions you hear around the Stanley Cup?
Like, I think the media has really created all the superstitions, to be honest. I don't buy it. I think it was great that the Panthers grabbed it. They won the thing. I don't get this.
It's a reward.
You won it, and you worked your butts off of it. And winning the conference is not an easy thing. So I think it's great that the Panthers grabbed it. I mean, you worked your heart off for it. And, you don't know what's going to happen in the next few weeks. I mean, this might be the highest you go. It may not be. But I think you got to enjoy the moment. I mean, Vegas, obviously, they didn't touch it this time, but they did last time. I mean, that's the weird superstition about everything. You know, fans sometimes won't touch it until their team wins. But, look, I mean, I've been around in the South Florida area between the All-Star game and here. Yes, fans have touched it, and fans will not touch it. So, of course, the players don't want to be around the cup until they have the opportunity to give it a hoist. That's for sure.
So you would say, Mike, if somebody were to be characterized as a harbinger of strife and misfortune, that seems to be some hocus-pocus stuff, and they aren't a jinx. Is that the direction you would go? So, if, like, let's just say, for example, one was had a good relationship with the goalie of the Panthers, and another friend says, don't talk to him up until the playoffs start, you would find that to be nonsense, would you not?
I would.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, Leroy.
Don't try to.
And you know what I would say? You know what I would say? Just in case, don't mush the situation.
Dude,
how did I get involved in your guys' feud?
Because he's just trying to find somebody to support that. Like, we've had articles written about this. Harbinger of strife and misfortune.
Yeah, well, I didn't know that was going to be in the article, dude. Like, that was used against it. I didn't know about this. You know, this media, they seem to take things out of context, Mike. I didn't understand how this worked as a media member. I'm not sure. Like, that seems a little bit ridiculous. So, how long until after? So, you set up the schedule for winning. Like, how soon thereafter of winning the cup does the scheduling start? For people getting their day. Like, I imagine they got to get it for the parade, for the organization.
So the first week is kind of fly by the seat of your pants kind of thing. Like, obviously the parade is kind of penciled in there. And then, we'll do a few individual player things. We'll do a team party. Yeah, every year is a little different for the first week. But by the end of the first week, well, kind of really after the NHL awards and the draft, then we kind of start the world tour. That gives them like about 10 days, depending on how far the series goes. If it's seven games, it's a quick turnaround because we go pretty much like, I think, 4 or 5 days after that. We're at the awards and then the draft. So within a week of somebody winning, they could be having their cup day.
And do you, does the organization get any time just to have it too? Like, yeah. Like how often does, like, let's say the Panthers getting to have the Stanley Cup at their arena for fans to see or whatever. Like, how long do you get that before they have to give it up to the Hall of Fame?
Really, it's the team gets 100 days. So whatever they decide to do and how they do it, I mean, pretty much July and August is spent traveling with the hockey ops, from the players, the coaches, and the trainers, who all get a day with it. Come September, we start doing some of that more sponsors, corporate stuff, slash maybe season ticket holders, the odd public appearance maybe, depending, but that usually doesn't happen until the fall time.
Man. How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing it for 24 years.
24? How did you get this job?
By not being a good hockey player. I didn't dream of looking after it. I dreamed away, but that didn't quite work out. So next best thing, get a job at the Hall of Fame.
I swore if I didn't play in the Super Bowl, I would never go to one. I've never been to a Super Bowl.
Okay. So I get that.
It's but this is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's like it's right? Got an aura to it. Like, are you, for you, does it, like, do you always understand, like, I guess, the importance of history of what you're holding, or like, for, do you ever be like, all right, I get it. I'm around the Stanley Cup all the time.
No, I'm a fan. I mean, I'm, even after 24 years, I'm still in awe of this thing. I'm still, wow, I can't believe I get to carry it. Mm-hmm. You know, during the playoffs, I you know, I'm in the hotel, like, getting the cup cleaned up for the next day, and I got it out, and they're referencing the cup on, whether it's ESPN or TNT, and I'm like, that's pretty cool. Like, it's not lost to me even after 24 years.
How, do you, how does one check this in on a plane? Like, yeah, can you explain? Like, how does that go?
You pray a lot. I mean, we check it like luggage. Yeah, just outside your studio is a case, and it looks like a big roadie case that we travel in. So, you know, so I'm flying out of Miami tomorrow. So if anybody's working for American Airlines, I'm coming through tomorrow. Take care and get it on the plane because we need it in Las Vegas.
Oh, man. Mike, we appreciate the time, man.
Thanks, man. This is
really
awesome.
Cool you stopping by.
This is awesome.
Well, guys, thanks for having both of us. Thank
yeah,
you.
It was really Stanley. You were fantastic in this interview as well.
Yeah, he's a little quiet at times.
Yeah, I understand. We appreciate the time, man. Thank you so much for stopping by. And, man, hopefully that thing gets comfortable down here in South Florida. We hope that's going to be the case. We'll take a quick break. Back with more after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.